Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
The Monday after Thanksgiving. If you haven't started your holiday shopping yet, what are you waiting for? You're almost out of time.
It's happening today?
What's happening today?
Cyber Monday.
I love shopping from the convenience of my own home.
From the comfort of your own home.
It's like it's
Black Friday.
Black Friday.
On Monday.
And it's online.
So let's do this thing.
Let's do this!
Buckle up. It's showtime.
Mike and Carla Morning Show waking up along with our executive producer, Morty. Show number 2000.
Yes, 2000.
2014, Carla. It is Monday morning, the final Monday of November.
You believe that?
Oh. Just like that, gone.
So I keep saying we can keep doing this, people, because remember in April, we were all going, this is never going to end. Oh, my God, it seems like it's been a year. Well, it has almost been.
Mm-hmm.
So we can do this.
We can.
We can do it. Man.
They say. I don't know.
Yes, we can do it, Mike.
Who knows?
We can do it.
All right. After the long holiday weekend, did you get your fill? Did you?
Yes, I did. I'm not a leftover person,
no.
So that's not my holiday.
That's all we did over the weekend.
That's all anybody did. It's like, what do you guys do? Are you eating turkey? Okay. No, I'm making myself a pork chop. I don't want turkey.
We had turkey soup.
Bleeding
turkey
gravy.
Turkey pot pie.
Yeah.
All
God.
Of it.
Yeah. Since then, I've had pork chops. I've had chicken. I had, what else? Fish. Yeah, I can't.
And I brought you some in, too.
Oh, so. God. Little turkey pancakes this morning.
So get the syrup out and get ready to spread the butter.
Okay.
Sunshine with some high clouds expected. Shouldn't be too bad. High in the low 60s. Tomorrow, mid to upper 60s. It's about 41 now. Let's do it. First take on some entertainment news.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
What is my take? So we'll throw a little sports in there. Why? Because the Detroit Lions fired their head coach. Even more shocking is the fact that they had a head coach.
But they won, didn't they? After Thanksgiving?
No.
No, they
no,
got
we
beat.
Lost. Oh. We lost, thank you.
Okay. No, maybe it was lost. The game before.
Lost again, yes, exactly.
Okay.
It was the game before. All four Denver Broncos quarterbacks, including the guy on the practice squad, were ineligible to play yesterday. But the NFL basically said, yeah, but you're still playing. And so they played the Saints, and they lost 31-3.
Yeah, with no quarterback.
Oh, my God. What did they have, like a wide receiver in there playing quarterback?
They did what they called the wildcat.
Yes, yes.
And the halfbacks were the quarterbacks.
We're going to put the names into a hat. Okay,
yeah.
Come on over here, kickers.
Well, it didn't get much better. My Bears didn't disappoint last night. And the Raiders.
Yeah, I know.
The Raiders just got the snot beat out of them.
Joe, the Raiders can't lose this game tonight. There's no way they can lose this game today.
Atlanta.
They cannot lose this game. Yes. Oh, my gosh. Now, the Saints didn't get off easy because they lost a draft pick and were fined $500,000, $500,000 for violating COVID protocols during week 9. So I don't even know how we are here still with football, but okay.
Yeah.
Mike Tyson's fight against Roy Jones. Don't know if anybody saw that, but it was a draw. I saw just a little bit of it here and there. Looked like Tyson won it to me, but whatever. He admitted to, of course, smoking marijuana just before the fight. So
yeah.
That probably helped Mike out as well.
A lot of people said it was very entertaining.
Yes.
It could have been very bad.
Right, right.
But I love how a lot of people were saying nobody got hurt.
No.
And it actually was a fun fight to watch.
The little bit I saw, it was, and they, you know, Tyson's not in bad shape, I'll tell you that.
No.
Jeez. Boy, this was big news. Morty, Baby Yoda from The Mandalorian has a name. We all found out in season 2, fans aren't happy with his name. It's Grogu. Grogu.
Grogu.
Grogu. A lot of people are saying, well, they might as well have named him after the yogurt and called him Go-Gurt. We don't like it. So, but that's, you can still call him Baby Yoda, but he has an actual
name. Or just Grogu.
Yes, that's right. Grogu.
All right, say that
Grogu.
Three times fast.
Grogu. Well, I'll move on. David Prowse, also some sad news. He died on Saturday. You may not know the name. 85 years old. He was the guy in the Darth Vader suit in the original Star Wars trilogy. Now, his voice, that was not his voice. That was dubbed by James Earl Jones. But he was the person who played Darth Vader.
Which had to be the easiest gig.
Yeah, I know. Well, yeah.
Do I have any lines?
No. I know. Are my movements matching James Earl's voice, though? I hope so.
Just got to be in the costume.
That's right.
Okay.
It's hot. I'm hot.
Very hot.
That is my take for now, sponsored by Silver State Schools Credit Union, prioritizing people over profit.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Cheap bastards.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Anytime you want to reach out, 702-739-9636. Text or call. Either way, we'd love to hear from you this morning. 6:38, Mike and Carla Morning Show, waking you up. I think, John, are you back?
I am back.
Yes, John is back.
John is back.
Back in negative.
All right.
Love it. Love it.
And how you feeling? You feeling good?
Yeah, I didn't get sick the whole time I had it either. I was asymptomatic.
Okay.
Good.
Well, good to have you back. I know you're going to talk about this a little bit later on this morning. In fact, next hour. But sad news for Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Tony Hsieh.
Yeah.
Head guy over at Zappos. Passed away over the weekend he was 46 years old.
46 years old. Really sad.
Now, they say complications from injuries he got during a fire.
Right. In Connecticut, was it?
Yeah. I think so.
Yeah.
Okay.
Gosh.
So here's the thing. He basically, he revitalized downtown.
Yeah, he did. And not just for tourists, I keep telling people, but for us locals. That was a big deal for us.
So I want to start it right here and now, Carla, that we have to start a thing. I don't know what you call it, but where they have to name a street downtown after him, right?
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure they've got to do something.
And if they're not thinking about that already, then we have to bring awareness to the fact that they have to name a street.
Yeah.
For all he did for downtown.
Yeah, I know.
Mike and Carla Morning Show want a street named after him. And it can't be like Tony Hsieh Street or Tony
like Hsieh
Avenue. Tony Hsieh Way.
Yeah.
I like that.
Something like that. Something, yeah, I know.
Or a boulevard, you know, or a drive.
Yeah, I know it. You know, probably something down near the Zappos building, I would imagine, you know, something.
I'll tell you what street I wish they would name after him or replace the name. Gas.
Yeah.
But I think that might be named after somebody.
It is. That is. Yeah.
Okay.
That's kind of historic. I mean, I'm sure that there will be a building. I wouldn't imagine they may not change that building to something to do, you know, the Hsieh building or something like that.
But there has to be a street named after him.
So.
Well, yeah. I mean, we should contact the mayor or something if she's not already thinking about this, that they should name a street after all he did for downtown in a matter of short time, by the way. It wasn't like he'd been down there forever. Right.
And he's gone now. I had something in my next entertainment report, and Ryan Reynolds, a lot of people in Vancouver, people have said he should have a street named after him. He's a big celebrity out of there. And he said, I don't want one. I don't want one because everybody's going to say, well, oh, you know what? It's all backed up on Ryan Reynolds' way or whatever.
Oh.
And my family would have a great time with that. And I don't want that. So,
well,
yes.
I think if it's downtown, it's not going to be some big backup.
Right, right. Well, you'd hope.
Well,
right? Yeah.
You never know.
Ryan Reynolds is backed up.
But how many people agree? If you agree, we should set up, I don't know, like a online petition or something.
Yeah.
And present it, Tony. I like that. Tony Hsieh Way.
Tony Hsieh Way. That.
Around Container Park, wraps around the big building down
right.
there.
Right. That, or even, I can't imagine there may not be a school at some point named after him.
Something.
You know, something like that. I can't imagine.
All right.
You know.
Well,
so.
Think about it. And if you want to, if you agree.
Weigh in, yes.
By all means, if you want a Tony Hsieh Way in, give us a call or text it if you'd like. Earlier, talking about the passing away of Tony Hsieh, who did so much for the downtown district, that we wanted to be the first to say, if it's not already been thought about, they got to name a street after him.
Yeah.
And I initially thought Gas Street, but that has to be named after somebody.
Yes, yeah.
So maybe another street. Phillip's on the phone. Phillip, what do you got?
There is already a change.org petition going to rename 6th Street to Tony Hsieh Avenue in honor of his contributions to Las Vegas.
Oh.
Over 1,200 people have signed it.
awesome.
Oh, that's awesome. I am actually going to find that.
You know what? And I thought to myself, a numbered street might be the best way to go because that would be the easiest thing to change.
Mm-hmm.
Carol Medcalf, what's going on?
Well, you guys, bright minds think alike. In either Saturday or Sunday's paper, and I don't remember the gentleman's name, they're already got the works going for a street, and they thought a great street would be 6th Avenue or 6th Street because it intersects with Fremont. A lot of the businesses that Tony Hsieh helped revitalize are in that area. So they've already, I think, presented it to the mayor, and
Perfect.
It's in the works. But I like the name that you guys have. They didn't say a name. They just are looking at what street would work. But you guys are right on target with
Carla,
that.
Carla, I love Hsieh that. Way. Tony Hsieh way.
Yeah.
It just flows.
So I think you ought to call Carolyn Goodman and just tell her that you think that's the way to go.
If they let her out, we got to call her. They've let her out yet. Yes.
Have a good day, Carol.
Thank you, Carol.
Stay warm.
A couple of people texting in this morning.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, Sarah said I was stunned when I heard about Tony. She said 7 years ago after attending a talk he had held, I sent him a very long email. He was very inspirational to me. In response, he shipped his book to me. She said it should definitely be a major street. And any downtown street, I think, would be a major street.
Yeah.
Now, somebody else said that he definitely changed things. Like Carla said, for us locals, even more so than tourists, a lot of us never wanted to go downtown until he started making those changes.
Right.
A quick story. I had to return something many years ago, and he used to answer his own email. Like when you return something to Zappos. And I got the wrong size. And you would actually deal with, like, customer service. Yes, and I was looking on Twitter. A lot of people said the same thing. And I said, I just need to return these. It was in the day where you kind of had to email. It was different than now. And he actually wrote back and said, I'm so sorry, Carla. I might have been drunk. That's what he said. So, I mean, that was...
That's great.
13, 14 years ago, somewhere in there. Yeah, it was pretty funny.
That's part of the reason for his success.
Yeah, he was a visionary. He was still like a kid, but he had that
great
mind.
Sense of humor.
Yes. Yeah.
I had heard that he would dress up as a security guard and just walk around Container Park.
Undercover boss.
Just to see how it was going, and nobody would recognize him, of course. But very sad news, the passing away of Tony Hsieh.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
What's going on here?
Are you ready for more? The Mike and Carla Morning Show is back.
If you don't instantly fall in love with it, you can return it for a full refund.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, we have your first of five on-air clues to help you locate the world-famous Jingle Bell Rock. A little bit after 8 o'clock. In fact, about an hour from now. $10,000. Now, remember, we don't hide the rock.
No.
Until this Friday.
That's right.
So just collect all the clues, sift through those, figure out which ones you need, which ones make sense, then go look for it. Okay? Yes. Details on that coming up here in a couple of minutes. 702-739-9636. Text or call. We always love hearing from you. Caroline's on the phone. What's up?
Well, I'm wishing you happy holidays. I just found out I don't have the pandemic, but my ex-daughter-in-law does.
Oh, boy.
And I'm sorry to hear about Tony. I had met him indirectly when I was driving around down by the Container Park, and he happened to be down there. Awesome guy. I didn't even have to know him. I just know he was a good guy. He knew Oprah, you know.
What?
Cool guy.
That's
and
the
you know
lesson.
What? I love your radio station. I accidentally found it on my turntable radio. When I found it, I said, oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to tell you who I love because he's famous. But anyway, he knows it already, I think.
Oh, wow.
He's a guy who did drugs, and he's awesome. And he went and did the El Dorado concert. There's three guys on your station that I absolutely love.
Whoa. Three guys on our radio station that did drugs?
Huh?
Oh, no, not all of them, just one.
Okay, got it. Yeah, because not all of them.
I'm sorry.
The one.
I'm laughing. I have a good sense of humor.
That one did.
Oh, the one. Thank God we don't have drug testing in this business.
Yeah. And Steven Tyler, or I guess that's how you say his name, Paul McCartney and Billy Joel.
We got them all right here.
Yeah.
Cool. Oh, not on our radio station. I thought they were. She was talking about the Johns.
Yeah.
I got to figure out how I'm going to get a car and go find that $10,000.
All right. Have a good day.
Yes. Good luck, girl. Thanks for the call.
Boy, that conversation just went everywhere.
What? Oh,
at least she found our radio station.
Yes, accidentally.
Although,
that's fine. However you find it, it's okay.
Most people do.
Yes, I just by stumbled accident, upon you. So.
Wow. Sunshine with some high clouds expected. Highs in the low 60s today. Tomorrow, mid to upper 60s. Seems like that's going to be the norm all week. Yeah. Only about 41 outside right now. Here we go. A few things we think you should know.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Still confused.
Yeah. I mean, there's not many guys on this radio station to choose from.
No. Clean living, Mike O'Brien.
Good Christian lifestyle.
Yes, that's right. Hey, it is Cyber Monday today. A few things to avoid if you're shopping. Don't buy stuff just because it's on sale, Morty. If it's a present, pay attention to those shipping dates. Make sure you get it on time and that you can return it. You know, you've got some time to return it. Double check the website. Make sure you don't get scammed. Mm-hmm. Okay, there are a lot of scams going on today. And, of course, the old adage, if something seems too good to be true, it probably is. Okay,
Morty.
The holidays. They say they may be less stressful this year because of the pandemic. There will be less traveling, of course, fewer parties, fewer family gatherings, fewer arguments over whose family, where are we going?
Yeah.
Where are we going? And people say those are the biggest sources of stress at the holidays. So, all gone. Just use them as an excuse. That's right. Tap it out. And according to research out of the University of Birmingham in England, drinking hot chocolate can make you smarter. It's because there are molecules in cocoa. They're called flavanols. Mm-hmm. And they make your brain work faster and more efficiently. Now, I'd like to think that Mike and I don't need those. So, for those of you
and
who
you
are,
would probably be wrong. But.
Yes, for those of you who are not of genius caliber, drink up the hot chocolate. Can only help you.
This show is very highbrow.
Yes, that's right. And you can add a little schnapps and a little rum, a little whipped cream. I bet that'll make you even smarter, by God. That's what they told me. Oh, man. You know, it is Monday after Thanksgiving. Relax. A few things you should know. Sponsored by Sam and Ash. What's right?
Just talking about what we did over the weekend. And Carla got sucked in to these bad movies on Lifetime.
Oh, my God. They're awful. They are awful.
So that means to me, what you're saying is you start watching it and you decide, this is so bad.
Yeah.
And then you get a snack and come back to the couch and go,
yes,
this is awful.
Here's the thing with Lifetime Christmas movies. They're not the, you know, my stepmother's a serial killer. It's all Christmas ones now.
Right.
And what happened, first of all, they never have sex. I don't know why I even stay tuned in. Never do these people have sex. They kiss at 1 hour, 59 minutes. That's when they kiss. Happy ending. Everybody lives happily ever after.
Oh.
They're awful. They have not even D-list actors. They have like E and F-list actors that you've never heard of. And once in a while, there's one you have, and it's like, oh my God, they must have needed money, Patrick Duffy.
Or they're somebody's brother or sister.
Yes, exactly.
Like third removed or something
exactly.
like that.
Exactly. That's exactly
He's related to Patrick Swayze.
Yeah. Yeah, but he's like third cousin, twice removed.
Okay.
Oh, they
still have the same name.
Oh my God. Yes. They're awful, and I watched, like, I don't know, three of them? Awful. And, by the way, if you haven't watched one, one is enough, because they're exactly the same movie with just different actors. The girl loses her job, moves back to the small town that she came from. There's her old high school boyfriend. Oh, my God, I never liked you, but maybe I was in love with you all along. All that crap. Same movie.
So what movie? What awful movie? Did you get sucked into lately? That after you watched it, you thought, you know, I sat here and watched the whole thing, and it sucked.
And here's another one.
Right, coming up right behind it.
Oh, man. Have you gotten pulled into any? anything?
You know what? Galaxy Quest was on over the weekend.
Yeah, I almost texted you, but it was halfway through.
Well,
that
thank
was
you,
good,
because
though.
Jody rolled her eyes enough
oh,
for
yeah,
both
but
of
that's
us.
That's a classic. That's that right is. Up there with Citizen Kane. That's a classic.
And Dutch.
That's
and
Dutch.
Dutch. I can't say I did. Boy, I'm trying to. No.
Awful.
But if you've. What's the last bad movie that you got sucked into? And you knew it was bad going Jesus. Into it awful. After watching it for the first couple of minutes, but you yeah. sat there for the hour and a half, whatever. Thank God they're only like 90 minutes.
Yes. Oh, yes, thank God.
But let's start our list, and then we can put it out there so people can avoid those movies.
Right. It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
That sounds wonderful.
On 96.3.
So suck on.
KKLZ.
Don't forget to pick up your daily bonus clue each weekday at your local participating Meineke Car Care Centers. Each weekday after 8 o'clock, it's posted to help you locate the world-famous Jingle Bell Rock. And by the way, your first of five on-air clues, it's back. We'll have that for you a little bit after 8 o'clock. 7:37, Mike and Carla Morning Show. Carla, poor Carla got sucked into watching these awful Lifetime Christmas movies over the weekend. So we just wanted to know, what was the last bad movie you got sucked into? A way of warning everybody else, hey, if this movie pops up, don't get it.
Yes.
Or don't watch it.
Right. This is funny. One of our listeners said, Deuce Bigelow, male gigolo, and then followed up with a text, correction, Deuce Bigelow, male gigolo 2.
Oh.
Oh, because the first one wasn't bad enough.
And there were so many loose ends in that one.
Oh, weren't there, Mike? Yes, they had to tie it up in the second one. Dalton said, I watched the classic Attack of the 50-Foot Woman. Black and white, but oh my God, it was terrible from beginning to end.
I bet.
Yeah, I don't know if you've ever seen it. It was terrible, but it was, you know,
yeah.
It's an old movie. Sarah said, oh my God, Carly, couldn't agree more. Lifetime and Hallmark, total garbage. They really, they're Christmas movies.
John, what about you? Have you watched a bad movie lately that you got sucked into and thought, I'll never get that hour, 90 minutes back?
Yeah. Bad Moms, too. Christmas Moms.
Christmas Moms.
Oh, it was awful.
It was awful.
It's funny because Wendy had seen Bad Moms, and as a mom, a lot of moms kind of related to it. And then she had said, I thought, well, I should watch the second one. Oh, my God, it was embarrassingly awful.
I thought the first one was pretty funny, but the second one was terrible.
You asked me, and I couldn't remember. My wife Jody's on the phone. Jody, the last bad movie we watched.
Oh, I think the worst was one with Brad Pitt, like called The Tree or something.
Oh, wow.
The Tree?
Something like that, remember? And then we didn't even watch it. You slept through half of it. It was so bad.
And it had Brad Pitt in it.
Something like that. Yes.
Okay.
Oh, The Tree of Life.
The Tree of Life.
The Tree of Life.
It was awful.
Did I see that?
It was just awful.
So you watched the whole thing, but I fell asleep.
I didn't. I don't think I even watched the whole thing.
You just turned it off?
I mean, it just went on and on. It lasted forever, and then you were sleeping, and I was like, why am I watching this? And, yeah.
For each other's safeguard. You know, he's sleeping. Why am I even watching it?
Oh, that's funny. That's funny. Especially after I just watched Benjamin Button again, which was such an amazing movie.
Right.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny.
Love you, babe.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Thank you.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock.
Here it is, your first clue of the day, first clue of the week to help you find Mike and Carla's world-famous Jingle Bell Rock. I love this clue. Get your clue journal out. Get the phone. Here we go. Like sand through the hourglass, tick-tock. I love it.
Like sand through the hourglass, tick-tock.
Yeah, it just doesn't work with you.
No.
Like sand through the hourglass, tick-tock.
I would have to think that means not. I don't want to give away the clue or what it means because we have no idea. But we're hiding the rock. Isn't the rock going to be out there on Friday?
Yes.
So.
Yes, yeah, that's right. There you go. Well, all this says to me is that I got to watch Days of Our Lives.
See, it means something different to everybody.
Yes, it does.
TikTok.
Now, beginning December 4th, like Mike just said, Friday, be the first to find that Jingle Bell Rock. Return it to us, and you will win that $10,000. Yes, from Meineke Car Care Centers and 96.3 KKLZ. Who cannot use that, especially this year? Now, next new clue, Wendy Rush will give that to you at 11:25 this morning, so you be listening as always, and be sure to visit the participating Meineke location near you for a new written bonus clue each weekday. You will definitely want to pick that up. And you need any more information, it's very simple. Just download the free KKLZ app or go to 96.3kklz.com.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Harla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3kklz.
He's everywhere, and now The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, releasing his own ice cream line. It's called Dwanta Taramana Spiked Eggnog Ice Cream.
Oh.
It has The Rock's tequila, frozen custard, amontillado sherry, nutmeg, and a hint of salt. This sounds really good, actually. Oh, my gosh, this sounds good.
So it's not for kids.
No, it's not really for kids. No. He calls himself Dwanta Claus. During the holidays. Apparently, that's his real name. So, yes, that's so funny. Wow, custard, tequila, sherry, nutmeg, and a hint of salt. That sounds really good.
You could make that at home, I bet,
I could,
Carla.
Make that very easily, Mike. I think I did, actually.
Here's your
weekend.
Project. Yes, over the weekend. Or
sherry. I had a little spiced rum put over that.
My wife would do it with Fireball. She's a big Fireball fan.
Listen, you get vanilla ice cream, you can pour anything over that and put anything into that. I'm just saying, you got your own, what was it called? What was that place called that they made it up for you?
Oh.
Rock something. Stone.
Yeah. Stone Cold.
There
Stone
you go.
Cold Steve Austin.
Got
I don't
my
know.
Own, got my own Hold Stone on, Cold I, Steve Austin okay. at home. Patrick Duffy, I mentioned him a minute ago. He says he'll always do Lifetime Christmas movies when it's offered to him. He says, I know what it's going to be from the start. He said, and the message is always positive. It's always that love wins in the end. And that is very true.
It's a paycheck.
It is exactly a paycheck. Yeah. And listen to this. I'm so excited about this. Ann Wilson, she's done a couple interviews recently. She said that Amazon is actually developing a biopic about Hart.
Wow.
About Hart. She says casting has kind of started and you know, they've begun. She said a few actresses have come forward. No one that's quite right, apparently. Why? She's good, but why do I think she shows up for everything? Anne Hathaway came forward. She said, but I don't think she's quite right for it. That was for her.
Oh.
I don't think she is either. No. But this makes me very, very happy because I the girl band, and I love them. I think most everybody does. I think that would be very interesting because they do have an interesting story.
I would think it would have to be like almost unknowns.
I agree.
Because to put that much pressure on somebody who has a name and a career.
Yes. Yeah, you can't pull Scarlett Johansson into that.
No,
you want somebody where you look back and go, man, they were good in that.
Or Meryl Streep.
Yes, she may play both.
Both.
You know what? Just flip the wig and there you go. And Jason Bateman will host SNL this weekend. Yes, the musical guest is at Morgan Wallen, who couldn't do it a few weeks back because of the COVID. And now they're having
the country. Guy.
Yeah. Jason Bateman gets a shot and it's like, it's not going to be McCartney or something. I get who?
Dave Grohl.
Yeah. Morgan what? Who? All right, then.
Perfect.
That's fine. That is my take for now, sponsored by Silver State Schools Credit Union, prioritizing people over profit.
Mom and Dad, if your kid's not doing well with the Zoom classes, here's what you might think about doing. So, Carla, explain this. This is a mom who told the kid's cousin.
Yes, he's failing. He's failing his school work.
Okay.
He's just doing horribly. And so she said, mom said to his cousin, go get it. Go get his Xbox.
Or do what you have to do.
And do what you have to do. So
I don't think mom ever thought this cousin would do this. Here, did she?
Yeah.
Here we go. Listen to this.
Not listen to your mom, bro? You're playing too much Fortnite?
Stop.
You're not listening to your mom? Okay.
Stop. What are you doing? Stop. What are you doing, bro? Stop.
You want to listen to your mom?
Do more Xbox.
You want to listen to your
mom? Stop. Lauren, what are you doing? What's wrong with you, bro?
Hey.
Mom. Lauren, just took my Xbox. Stop.
Look at what you did, bro. You scratched your...
I'm sorry. Actually, I'm not. No. Go get your grades up.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, exactly. And he's calling his cousin bro. Yeah. Well, I can see why.
Who's
he's
a girl?
Failing. Yes, exactly.
What are you doing, dude?
What are you doing? Yeah. Well, hey, bro.
So she not only took the Xbox, but she took a bat to it.
Yeah. Yeah. Took it and just smashed it. Yep. So, and mom said, fine, do it. If he'll learn.
Mom! Lauren, just took my Xbox!
Sorry.
Just whacking away.
Look at what you did. You scratched your...
I'm sorry. Actually, I'm not. No. Go get your grades up.
Yeah.
Why do I think Morty is going, oh, no.
She could have gave it to somebody.
Yes, that's right. Could have just taken it away.
I don't know what other parents are doing to get their kids, to focus. Because the attention span.
Yeah.
Heck, even my attention span at this age.
Is it not Christmas vacation yet? Are we not on break yet?
You would think.
Poor kids.
Boy, parents, do what you have to do.
Yes, you do.
But these kids have to focus. They're still going to school. It's not like they get a passing grade just for being there.
Yeah, exactly.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Fleetwood Mac, Dreams.
Good morning.
Are you ready for more? The Mike and Carla Morning Show is back on 96.3 KKLZ.
702-739-9636. Text or call. Same number. Mike and Carla Morning Show. 8:35. All this week we have dinner and a movie to give away. And the Blu-ray DVD copy of the movie Infidel.
Yes, don't miss Jim Caviezel in the pulse-pounding contemporary Middle East thriller, Infidel. An American man is kidnapped and thrown in prison in Iran on spying charges. His wife begins a desperate chase to save him, making his freedom her mission. Infidel is available now to rent or buy on iTunes, Google Play, and more.
Now, it sounds good.
It sounds good, actually. Yes, it does. I like those movies.
And we're giving it away, so I hope you, when you win it, you watch it.
Absolutely.
You don't call us back and go, well,
and
you
know, I didn't like it that much.
Remember when you were talking about those movies you get sucked into and they're bad?
Yes.
Well, I won it on your station. All right. John, have you ever heard of this movie?
I have heard of it. It does look good. I've seen previews for it.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's always in good movies, Jim Caviezel.
Yeah.
Yeah, he really is.
Dinner and a movie. We're going to play a round of Mike and Carla's Pyramid Game.
Okay.
Just like they do on TV. If you're unaware of that, we'll explain it to you before we put you on the phone and on the air. And then you get all of them right, and you have a dinner and a movie.
Exactly. That's simple.
How easy is that? Mm-hmm. All right. 702-739-9636. Caller number 9. Good luck. Mike on the phone. He is not familiar with the game, Mike and Carla's Pyramid, but he's going to give it a shot.
He is. Mike, I'll give you a clue. These are all people who are having birthdays today, based on people who are having birthdays today. So people will help you, okay?
3 out of 3, Mike, and you're a big winner. You know how we play the game on the radio. So here you go. Number 1.
Idol, Carter, Ray Cyrus, Joel.
Billy.
Yes.
All right, number 2.
Stiller. Kingsley, Affleck, Franklin.
Ben.
Yes, number 3.
This is the most fun. Dick. Oh, I just gave it away. Clark. Janie. Nixon. I've been doing that a lot lately. But you have to say it.
All right, Dick.
Yeah. God, I've just been giving. I'm just, I can't take that. Edit that out.
I'm surprised that's the first.
I yelled that one out. Yes. Famous dicks? Yes, you're right, Mike.
Yeah.
Mike, I thought the first two, you kind of surprised yourself. Wow, I know this.
Sometimes you just, you space it, but you know what it is. But
All right.
Exactly. Had I played the game the way it should have been played, it would have been more fun for you, Mike. But
you know what? You're a big winner, so it's Monday morning. Great way to start off the week. Dinner and a movie. The movie is called Infidel from our good friend, Vegas film critic Jeff Howard, and a Papa John's pizza. Hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick everything up. And Mike, thanks for putting up with us on the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Thanks so much. You guys
do
the best.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Sponsored by 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call today, 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. Well, a guy in Nebraska, Carla, he trashed a grocery store last week because, well, he thought somebody had stolen his, quote, dope pipe.
Oh, okay.
Why he would take it out on the store, I don't know. But the cops came when they searched him. Well, guess what? It turned out his pipe was on him the whole time.
So Oopsie. I'm sorry.
It's always the last place you look.
I am so sorry.
So he's been arrested. And he should be made to clean up the store.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
And all I have on this one, and I only read it, well, you know why. There's a stewardess on British Airlines. I'm sorry, flight attendant.
Flight attendant, sure.
British Airways investigating reports that one of their flight attendants is offering sex and her undergarments during and between flights.
Well, she must be flying internationally, so longer flights. I mean, got something to do.
During and between flights.
All right. We're going to play game. Okay.
Don't they do like a lot of stuff like inventory and stuff like that? They're very busy.
I know. Cracking the ice and popping the cans. I don't know what they're doing. Apparently they're, you know, doing other party tricks. Who has a ping pong ball?
Listen, I don't have time for sex, but I will take the undergarments.
Yes, exactly. Wow.
Is that in the prize package?
Oh, it's been a while since I've flown now, so maybe I got to get back on that plane.
I have never flown on an airline where I would even look at the flight attendants and think,
yeah,
that one.
I'm hoping. And well, I don't know the one that kept touching you.
Oh, yeah. She wanted me.
Yes, she did, to put your seatbelt on. Yeah. Uh-huh. Exactly. I think she thinks. No, that's not it at all, Mike. Listen, 59-year-old guy in Russia had to go to his doctor because he couldn't breathe. He couldn't breathe well at all.
No.
So they did a CAT scan, and he had a coin in his nose. And he said, ow, you know what? I shoved that up my nose as a child, and I forgot all about it.
Wow. You know, we've talked about this before.
Yes.
But forget that you shoved a coin up your nose?
He forgot. They had to do surgery to remove the coin from his nose.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And another oopsie, Natasha, she lives in Ohio. She went to the hospital. She had pretty bad stomach pains. And doctor told her she had the flu and sent her home. And, boy, she just didn't feel well. And then she delivered a baby. So... Wow. Oh, gosh. It wasn't the flu at all. So that's going away. But guess what? You have worse than the flu for the rest of your life. She streamed it, put it on Facebook because she thought, well, I better get this, you know, I don't know. Yeah. Yeah. She can be fine, though. Baby's fine. But no flu.
So. Thank God. No flu.
Yes, exactly. Wow, but that felt worse than the thermometer. I'll tell you that. It really did. Hoo-wee, it's Monday. Your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people. Makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
Tell me something good.
Show a little bit of good news to hopefully start your workday off on a positive note. This is just a really good positive story. Chicago couple, they were supposed to have a big wedding this year. Well, they called it off. It was going to take place a couple of weeks ago. Called it off. They actually got their $5,000 catering deposit back. And they thought, well, you know what? We can still get married at City Hall. They went, got married, donated that $5,000 catering deposit to buy Thanksgiving dinners for those in need. And there are a lot of them this year. Yeah, they said, you know what? We're good. We're married. It's easy enough. They bought a ton of food. As a matter of fact, over 200 meals for people, well over.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, so kind of nice, huh? Yeah.
You kind of figure
all of the stuff, too.
If you're going to have that big of a wedding, you'd say, well, let's just delay it.
Right. Yeah.
And save the money for the deposit, but no.
Yeah, no. Nope, they wanted to help out, so they did. I know, it's really cool. Very, very cool.
I would like to think you and I would do something like that.
I know. You know what? Going through this past year, and I've donated a lot of money over this past year, too. Mm-hmm. I just... You know, yes, there are people worse off than we are. So I got to
make you rethink about everything.
Yes, it does.
Well,
yes,
if you have a feel good story, we want to hear about it. 702-739-9636. If it's a local story, dial us up. Give us your version. If you know of another story, submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3KKLZ.com. All right, getting ready to kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon, the first of three today, sponsored by Health Planner Nevada. It's open enrollment time for individual health plans. Choose Health Plan of Nevada. Visit choosehpn.com for more details on that. Recapping the show, well, this morning we talked about Tony Hsieh.
Yes.
Sad news. I mean, out of nowhere, really.
Yeah.
Sad news. But with all that he did downtown, you would think, and people have told us it's already in the works, naming a street downtown after him.
Yeah, change.org apparently started a petition, and they've got quite a few signatures on it, so I'm sure it'll happen.
I thought we would be the first to spearhead, but
whatever.
They already
Fine.
Got something.
Good.
Well, you know what?
Good.
As long as they do it.
Yes.
But do they spell, the last name, which is spelled, H-S?
E-I-H, I believe it is, or
if
I-E-H.
If you see that, will you know it's Tony Hsieh?
Do you know the streets in Hawaii?
No.
How do you pronounce, I don't know.
Good point.
Just go west, I don't know.
Which is the last, what is the last bad movie you got sucked into like Carla did over the weekend?
Oh my God, the one with Toni Braxton, Every Day is Christmas.
But it was so bad you couldn't turn away.
I couldn't. No.
And we found out that hot chocolate, if you drink hot chocolate, kids, it'll make you smarter.
Yes, it will.
In fact, listen up, Mom and Dad. All right.
So. Fact.
And by the way, the clues are back to help you locate the world famous Jingle Bell Rock when it's out there on December 4th, this Friday.
Yep.
And Carla, when you go pick up your bonus clue, don't forget participating Meineke Car Care Centers. Ask about that oil special, that KKLZ oil change special.
Yeah, it's a great deal.
$9.63. Some restrictions apply. Talk to the store manager about that. But details on our website. Wendy Rush up next. She'll keep you company throughout the day. Otherwise, have a great day. Be careful. Be safe. Be kind to each other.
Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
You missed the show today. Catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.